Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history.
I just want to do a quick update on coronavirus, South Africa, and what I have managed to find out and what my supporters have managed to find out, so that you can get a quick understanding about what the coronavirus is about and its impact. I'm recording this on the 28th of March 2020. So we're getting to the close of the second day of a 21-day lockdown, and it's been very interesting. And I've been busy working on my websites mostly, but in between I've been doing some other things, and I'll show you some photos later. I actually went out and had a good look. I don't have a double-story building, but I do climb on top of my garage roof with my binoculars so that I can see a bit further, because there are lots of trees in the area where I live. And I was looking around yesterday with great interest to see in my suburb, which has probably got about half of the suburb is whites and the other half is Indians slash Muslims. I wanted to see how all my neighbors are reacting to this situation. So once I'm on the roof, I can look down into everybody's properties, and I had a good look around. And apart from one white woman who walked out of the gate a bit, the whole day there was nothing that moved. People are not even outside in the gardens. They're all sitting in their houses. And then the next thing I did yesterday was I decided to set up a camera. I decided to set up a camera that runs 24/7 and takes photos of whatever's moving, just so that I can get an idea. Because what I'm really interested in is I want to see if the police and the army come around. And so far I've not seen any police or army this entire week when I went shopping on 2 days. I didn't see any police, didn't see any army. People were just rushing around buying lots of supplies. And you could see people really gathering lots of supplies. And the queues just got longer and longer. And when I had this idea to set up the camera, I needed to dash off to buy batteries. And I found myself in a freaking long queue of people. And I'll send updates on things the South Africans are doing. People are joking. But then there's also more serious stuff. The most important stuff for me is what are the police doing and what is the army doing. That is what's most important to me. And when I checked my photographs of the vehicles driving past my house, there were no police, no army that have driven past here yet. However, the place is dead quiet and you just see the odd car going out. But I'm telling you, not even people sitting in their gardens, not even families are coming out and sitting in the gardens. Everyone is hunched up in their homes, which is not good. Most people don't even take vitamin D supplements. And as I've said before, all whites, even in South Africa, have a vitamin D deficiency. And since vitamin D doesn't really come much from foods, the only way that most people ever get vitamin D is by getting out into the sunlight. And so now they're sitting hunched up in their homes for 3 weeks. Nobody's walking their dogs, nobody's exercising, so not good behavior. But those are the rules. Apparently walking dogs and exercising is illegal. So the big thing for me, as I was saying in the videos and audios that I did before, the big thing is to watch the lockdown. I wanted to see how things pan out, because some people said to me, oh boy, you know, people are going to go crazy, they're going to become panicky, and it'll lead to all kinds of craziness. Actually, it's not. It was heading towards panic before the evening of the Thursday when the lockdown went in. But after that, it's now quietened down. And I wanted to see how people behave the first day, the second day. And I want to tell you that I think by the time we get to the end of 21 days, people are going to be sick and tired of sitting around. A member of my family was saying that He's got off from his work until the 21st of April, which is another 5 days after the lockdown. But then I've got another family member who works in essential services, so she and her husband are actually working all the time, so they're okay. But the impact is going to be on the people who aren't working. So for me, lots of things to watch during the lockdown, and I'll be giving you updates on that, because there are plenty of things that we can learn from this. I wanted to see how it works when the government issues an order, when the president issues an order. How do all the people behave? So one of the things that I mentioned in my previous audios and videos was I said to you that I think the whites will comply, but I think the blacks are going to be bored. And sooner or later, the blacks are going to be mingling, they're going to be talking, they are going to start drinking liquor, and they're going to start fucking. And all of those things have happened. In fact, it's even worse than that. The whites are totally quiet, the whites aren't moving at all, the whites are complying more than anybody else. However, the blacks have been going even worse than I thought. In fact, there were blacks who were going to nightclubs and bars, and they were drinking and screwing and carrying on, and the army had to come in and actually arrest them and sort them out. And I saw in another twist, I saw coloureds, and for people outside South Africa, coloureds are mixed race people. You can regard them as half between white and black. I even saw coloureds are walking around and saying the virus isn't real, they don't care, and you know, that's that. And they too are just ignoring the lockdown. So only white people are complying with the law, as far as I can see. Whites and Indians are complying with the law. Everyone else seems to be, to a greater or lesser extent, just doing what the hell they want. And the blacks are openly partying, they're fucking. And there are even blacks who are saying coronavirus doesn't scare them. And I've even seen photographs of a black woman who licks a toilet seat, I think, on an aircraft. I've seen a video of a black woman who walks around licking stuff, saying she wants the germs, she wants to meet somebody with coronavirus, she's not scared of it at all. So these blacks don't give a fuck, which is their normal attitude. And the people outside South Africa do not understand that the new rulers of South Africa, the blacks, black people in general, and this goes all the way up to the top, okay, all the way right to the very top, blacks as a rule just don't give a fuck. Really, they may be the new owners, but they are new owners who don't give a shit about anything. As long as they got money, as long as they can party, as long as they can fuck, they are happy. They don't care a fig about who dies. They don't even care if their own people die. What they will do is, if their own people die, they'll rush off to the United Nations and the United States and the EU, and they'll say, oh God, look at our disaster. Can you give us money and medicines and everything and stick it in our bank accounts? That's what these motherfuckers will do, okay? So I can tell you, these people are irresponsible. They don't care about next week or next year. They don't care about the country. They don't care about themselves. They only see what they can get out of it for themselves. That is how the common ones are, and that is how the ones at a high level are. The ones at a high level are pretending they give a fuck about the ones at the lower level. They don't give a fuck about them either. They just want money in their bank accounts. That is how the system works. That is how South Africa is. And that's just the way these people think. It's nothing more than that. It isn't deeper than that. These black people of South Africa are completely out of touch with reality. Okay? I'm going to repeat this again. The black people of South Africa, right the way from the bottom to the top, are completely out of touch with reality in every conceivable sense. They've been spoiled. They've had too much money. It's been too easy for them. You should see the kinds of attitudes that they have. Now they just want money. All of them. They know that there's one thing they need, and it's money. And when they run out of it, then they say, but I need more money. And that's the way they think. They never think, where does it come from? Does it need to be produced? Do I need to work? They just say, well, I've run out of money. I need more money. Who's going to give me money? Can you give me money? That's how these fucking people are. If you think the whites are greedy or are looking for money, or the Indians also, they also just live for money, money, money. But I want to tell you that the Indians and the blacks are way worse than the whites could ever be. The whites still have some kind of moral hold on them that, you know, if you go past this point, this is unethical, that's not good for the country, etc. Whites have got all these built-in barriers. The others don't have any of that. They know that money falls out the sky. They know that money can be obtained at any time. They know that they can always go and borrow more money. So if they can't pay the interest on the money that they've borrowed, they know they can go and borrow more money so that they can pay the interest on the money that they've borrowed. And that's how they go on, okay? This is how these people are. It's absolutely exactly like this. The government functions like this. The people function like this. That's how it is. So anyway, the blacks who voted for this president aren't even listening to their own president who's given them an order. They've gone and made laws, the army has said what they're going to do, the police have said what they're going to do, and the blacks are just flaunting it. So there you can see, these people are dysfunctional, they don't even respect their own methods of authority, which is as I suspected, but it's even worse than I suspected. Which, for us whites, I'm happy with that. We don't care about them, and we shouldn't care about them. What's important is that they're dysfunctional, and they don't even respect their own people, and they don't even comply with their own rules. And that is a very important lesson to take away from this. Okay, about coronavirus, just to calm some of the people down in South Africa who think that this thing is real, who think that this thing's going to kill them, let me tell you what my supporters and I have found out and some of the conclusions that we've reached. First thing is that even the Chinese, in a scientific study, were talking about the original coronavirus test. The original coronavirus test was done by a professor in Germany, and then it was blasted out across the world. It wasn't checked itself. That coronavirus test that the Chinese were using, and that probably most people are using, results in 80% false positives. In other words, this thing tells them that you've got coronavirus even when you don't have. Now, the important thing to understand is this is a virus. It's part of the virus family that makes up the flu family. In fact, somebody even claims that if you go far enough back, you'll find that in 1989 that this thing was even regarded as one of the viruses that causes a cold. So you're looking at a virus that causes the cold or the flu, and at best or at worst, this virus has mutated a bit. But every year, all the flu viruses are mutating themselves. That's why every year they produce a flu shot for you, and every year the flu shot is different because all the viruses have been mutating. So this is nothing new. Viruses are mutating all the time. The only question is this coronavirus a virus that has mutated into being slightly more dangerous than the other viruses? Other than that, this at its worst is probably just a flu virus that might be slightly worse than normal flu, and it mainly will affect the old and the sickly. They are the ones in greatest danger. Nobody in the world under 10 has died from it. Furthermore, viruses are killed by ultraviolet light from the sun. So if you go out into the sun will actually kill viruses. Another thing is that these viruses will die when the temperatures are above 27 degrees Celsius. So sunlight and warmth will kill the viruses. And this apparently is why these viruses go away in summer and why they are so prevalent in winter. So So that's a very important fact. With regard to the death tolls, I saw a scientific paper that I published on my websites, which came from my Bulgarian friend, Nordlux Bellator, and he found this fantastic science paper written by academics, which went on to say that they'd studied the flu deaths in Italy over four winter seasons. In four winters, 68,000 Italians died from the flu. That is an average of more than 15,000 deaths per flu season. In fact, in the last season that they tested, which was 2017, they actually had almost 25,000 deaths in Italy from flu in the winter. As it stands right now, the total deaths in Italy attributed to coronavirus is 10,000. 10,000. The average in Italy dying from flu every year is between 7,000 and 25,000. You're looking at an average of 15,000. So the coronavirus has killed less people in Italy than flu normally kills in Italy. But the media is going bonkers over this apparent fact. One of my supporters said that he looked into, I think it was flu in Spain, and he said the same thing is true for Spain. Same is true for Germany. In the extreme cold, the viruses are at their most effective, and people are dying from the flu. So it looks like many of the deaths, if not all of the deaths, attributed to the coronavirus in Italy are probably caused by flu. So they're coming out and telling you all these people have died of coronavirus, meanwhile it's less than have died from the flu. It could well be that they are taking flu numbers and pulling numbers out of the flu totals and saying this is coronavirus. The other thing that a German friend of mine told me that nobody in the world mentions is that in the north of Italy, where the coronavirus outbreak is at its worst, is a place where 100,000 Chinese are living. So another thing, because the mass media does not tell you the race of the people, we therefore do not know how many of these are whites. Because they could be all kinds of foreigners, including Chinese. And China also has a track record of lots of pollution, etc. So there could be people with bad lungs living in Italy. There could be all kinds of other reasons for the apparent coronavirus outbreak. And if they're not using proper testing methods, then they could be giving you data on flu and interpreting it through false positives as coronavirus. The people most at risk are the older people. From 65 and upwards, that is where the death toll comes from for flu and coronavirus. So, like I say, coronavirus might just be another variant on flu, and just one of hundreds, actually. And another fact about coronavirus is that, assuming this is a new mutation of coronavirus, it has to reach the entire population and spread through the entire population so that they become immunized to it. Because coronavirus will be there next winter season as well, and thereafter it is here to stay. So this is not something particularly weird, and there are many doctors and nurses and scientists who are not that impressed with all this stuff about coronavirus. I saw an American oncology nurse posting on the social media, and she said that she was thinking to herself that every day more people die from smoking than will ever die from the coronavirus. This thing is totally blown out of all proportion, and the mass media has been pumping out well over 1 billion articles about coronavirus before even a handful of people had died. This is a panic that's been stirred up by the global mass media, and there's an agenda behind this, and they're scaring people. And the question is, what exactly is the agenda and what are the effects going to be? So take all the normal precautions that you would for flu and look after yourself and forget about all this other creepy stuff that everyone's trying to scare you with. And in South Africa, I see all kinds of multiracial songs and we're going to stick it out together and blah, blah, all overblown nonsense, just rubbish. Meanwhile, the whole thing is a shambles. So now let me tell you some thoughts that I have about South Africa. The place where the coronavirus could spread the most, depending on how real it is, are the townships. And inside the townships, there are also squatter camps of blacks in the townships. Apparently, their electricity and water has been cut off. So you've got blacks in squatter camps pretty much wandering around or stealing stuff. And then you've also got the inhabitants of the squatter camps or the townships who've got homes and they are better off and they've got electricity, etc. But the townships seem to me to be the prime potential spreading ground for the coronavirus. And given the behavior of the blacks, everything points to the townships and the black populace as being the potential place for coronavirus to do some work, depending on how dangerous this thing really is, okay? Because it might not be that dangerous. But if anybody is likely to be affected by this, it's the blacks, for many reasons, including things about their immune systems. So that's the way I see this thing. Furthermore, we are entering the end of summer. And we've got this lockdown until the middle of April. Whereas for the Northern Hemisphere, they are moving into summer and all their flu and coronavirus nonsense will go away. But for us, it's the other way around. We've got a lockdown until the middle of April. And somebody said to me, I don't know how true this is, somebody said to me that the government said that if the coronavirus totals do not go down in the next 3 weeks, that they'll extend the lockdown for another 2 weeks. This is complete stupidity. We're going to look at the effects of the lockdowns in the next audio. By the way, I should mention that there are other companies that are starting to produce proper coronavirus tests. Bosch has come out with a test that can be done in 3 hours, and it's apparently accurate. So maybe when proper tests come out, depending on whether we get those tests or not, you might find that coronavirus disappears when there are proper tests because of all the false positives from the previous tests. So that's a possibility. But assuming that the government believes that the totals of coronavirus patients need to go down after 3 weeks, that might not actually be possible because this thing is out and about and this thing is going to spread more. It's already started moving around and I don't see how you can contain it. We might have slowed it down, maybe, but as I see it, this thing should have spread enough that after 3 weeks, those totals should still be going up. I will be completely astounded if the totals actually go down. Then I'd say somebody's fiddling the books or somebody got a new test or something. I can't see how 3 weeks is going to slow this thing's spread down. And if they were to then increase the lockdown for another 2 weeks, then they're just making the economy so much worse. In a previous video and audio I did, I also raised this question. I said, in the Western world and in China, lockdowns seem to at least slow the spread of this apparent thing. However, knowing the way that South Africa actually operates, will South Africa achieve the same results? And knowing how these people and the government behave, as I've explained to you, I've actually wondered if this lockdown is going to actually make it worse. That all those blacks now confined to the townships permanently, in between their partying and fucking and running around outside, they'll also be doing it inside the townships. Is this not going to spread the coronavirus even faster? So everybody else does a lockdown and everybody else says, yeah, it's helping. And maybe in South Africa, we might find that we actually have the opposite result, because this is a dysfunctional, fucked up country run by fucking idiots and owned by morons. Now let me add more into that. Whenever this freaking lockdown stops and everyone now starts moving, there will be coronavirus that has already spread, and now everyone's going to be moving around and carrying on as normal, except we're going into winter. And I'm watching the temperatures, and the temperatures are just slightly above 27 degrees. So in 3 or 4 weeks' time, we're going to start getting cold spells, and the virus is going to thrive in the cold. The cold is going to hit us in spurts, maybe in April and May, and then we're going to get the real cold hitting in June, July, August, September. So the coronavirus might have started spreading nicely across South Africa, and then the real cold hits, and then the virus can live, and the real flu season starts. So one of the things I'm wondering about is whether, in fact, we're going to say, yes, we won the war on the coronavirus, and then come winter, and we're going to see something else happening in winter. Stick around. This could get very interesting. But I regard this thing as really a threat for the blacks more than anybody else. And the way they behave, they're only going to make it worse for themselves. So I'm holding thumbs that this will spread in winter and that we'll see some fun times, maybe among the blacks. I'm hoping. Trying to be positive. Some other points. South Africa, even after they lie about the crime statistics, South Africa's murder rate is at least 16,000 people a year, minimum. That works out to between 43 and 44 people a day. It's actually closer to 44 people per day. So far, we've only had 2 apparent deaths due to the coronavirus. Again, there are bigger problems than the coronavirus. Why do we need to even be doing all this other stuff? All the measures that are taken actually are just creating a disaster that is bigger than the coronavirus itself. 2 countries in Europe that are doing things differently are Holland and Sweden, the Netherlands and Sweden. The Dutch have got a minor lockdown, but they allow people to move around quite freely. They've done it more than anybody. The Swedes also are somewhat lax on the movement of people. The Dutch, whom I have a lot of respect for, I have huge respect for their science, I want to tell you. Huge respect for Dutch science. Their doctors have said that it's better for people to get the virus and become immune to it. And the way they treat their people in Holland, I know from a friend who went and lived in Holland, the Dutch believe very much, the Dutch medical doctors believe in building up the immune systems of their people. The Dutch doctors do not prescribe all the antibiotics and things which we prescribe here in South Africa. They don't do that. When people are sick with the flu, they send them home to sleep and to rest and to recover normally and naturally. That is how the Dutch do it. And the Dutch are saying that the virus needs to spread and that people need to become immune to it. And that is the correct way to do it. So Holland and to a lesser extent Sweden are the ones that are approaching this in the most scientific and rational way. Another thing that comes out of it, and which brings us all the way back to flu and colds, is that apparently the Chinese doctors discovered that if they use vitamin C, that vitamin C has the best results on these apparent coronavirus patients. One of my supporters found quite an amazing little write-up about vitamin C when used in large doses. I've got a separate audio and video that I'm going to put out at the soonest with the details from this fascinating pamphlet from doctors in the USA who went and experimented with vitamin C treatment in a way that's never been done before, and the fantastic results. So in addition to vitamin D, it seems as if vitamin C is the super key to any kind of coronavirus slash flu problem. In fact, from what I was reading, it almost seems as if you could literally cure yourself of flu within about 2 days if you do it right. The bad thing that we do in South Africa is antibiotics. We do it like the Americans, and we run off for antibiotics all the time, and it doesn't allow us to build up and strengthen our immune systems. However, the best thing to do is to check with your doctor. Rather find out from your doctor what's best for you given your age, given your medical condition. The next audio and video is going to be about the impact of coronavirus. The impact is far worse than the mythical problem. This is just to tell you that this problem is nothing like it's cracked up to be, and that the mass media is just mucking people around. Everybody's being messed around, and the apparent cure, which is this stupid shutdown of entire economies right across the world, from China, Europe, America, you are seeing the three biggest economies, the biggest economies that totally drive the entire planet. The European economy is very much the same size as the American economy, and the Chinese economy is also up there at a similar level. You are looking at the three greatest economies that dominate the entire world. They probably make up 70 or 80% of the entire GDP of the planet, and all of them are in lockdown. So what we've got here is a huge crisis. The crisis is not coronavirus. The crisis is not that you're going to die. The real crisis is being created by everybody on all these continents sitting at home doing nothing. So watch for the next video and audio where I discuss the political, economic, and cultural impact of the coronavirus, short-term and long-term, because this thing is going to hit us like a train coming at full speed. This is the greatest crisis that we've had in the age of the internet. This is much bigger than 9/11. This is even bigger than 2008, the financial meltdown, which would have absolutely smashed the entire world's economy. This thing is bigger than anything we've ever seen, and it's across the globe, and it's hitting at the same time. This thing is going to hit people like a train at full speed. So stick around for that analysis. This virus is changing the world. Now, whether it's the virus or the hoax of the virus that's going to change the world, the bottom line is that the world is changing, and it's going to change drastically, and it's going to impact literally every single person. Very few people are not going to be impacted by this. This thing has got massive implications. So forget about the little virus that's going to kill you. That's nothing compared to what's really coming. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.